Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
who knows what new music joy lurks in the hearts of listeners?
The Shadow knows.
Really?
No, not really. But he does know how to chase his tail. Okay, happy day after Labor Day, Patrick. This is
how was your day off?
Oh, man. I needed it so badly. I mean, this talking about music, it's back-breaking work. And sometimes you just need a break from it,
it's
right?
It's real hard. Yeah, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. So that was good. That was a welcome 3-day weekend. Now that we are back, let me tell you something real quick before we get started here. So I have today a beer from Dirt Farm Brewing out even farther past
Bluemont,
past me. Yeah, Bluemont, Virginia, way out in western Loudoun County.
Beautiful.
In northern
up there.
Virginia. It is beautiful. And I just cracked open this crowler of something called Smash. And I've already forgotten what. I think it's a. Yeah, you can see it's kind of a cloudy.
Looks nice.
Kind of beer. And it looks good. And so, yes, and it is good. I'm having this right now. Here we go. So I just bring this up because I want to give this out as a pro tip for anyone who has a kid who's learning how to drive. You have to get in, or the kids have to get in a lot of hours of driving with an adult in Virginia, at least. I don't know what it is in other states. I don't remember this so much when I was a kid in Ohio, but anyway, they have to get in a lot of driving hours with an adult before they even go to like formal driving school with an instructor.
Right.
I guess the instructors maybe don't want to take them on right from the beginning.
Yeah, they changed that from when I was learning how to drive. It used to be the other way around. Like you didn't drive around first. Your first time was always with the instructor.
That's what
in
I
the
remember
car.
Doing. I just went right to like a driving
That's
school
what it was.
Thing.
Yeah.
Well,
or
anyway,
in school. I took it in school.
Yeah. So I have to put in all these hours with the boy, and it's fine. You know, I'm happy to do it. He's got to get the hours in, but I've been thinking to myself, like, what can I do to make this productive for me? Because, you know, it's one thing to just have them drive on errands here and there, but you're not really going to bank a lot of hours. You need to go out for like an hour, hour and a half at a time, right? And so then it's just kind of boring driving around. But I'm like, hey, what if we drive out to, what did we say, Bluemont?
Ding!
And I'll go get a couple crowlers, you know, and bring those back home, right? I didn't stay there and drink, people.
Right.
I just went and picked up to go. But,
yeah, totally.
But, you know, it was like 45 minutes each way out in the country. It was a beautiful drive. And, you know, I got
love it.
I got a little something out of it here at home now. Right. So
pro tip. It's fabulous. And it's a little practice on a dirt road or gravel road for him, I think. Isn't there a gravel road that goes
there's,
out there?
Well, I mean, in that part of the country, there's a lot of like 2-lane roads and stuff like that. So you get a lot of good practice on that. And then at one point, there was a 1-lane bridge we had to go
over.
Yeah. So that's an experience you don't get every day when you're driving where you got to,
make
sure the traffic's not coming the other way before you go on the bridge.
That's right. Yep.
And then when you actually get up to the Dirt Farm Brewery, it's way up on a hill. So there's a lot of like kind of twisty hill, you know, driving. Yeah. It's like right in the sort of foothills right there where the mountains are. The
view is fantastic when you get up there.
So it's really, really nice. It was a beautiful day and it was a good time. And that was a few days ago. And then today I had him drive me to Bethesda, which was about 45 minutes each way.
Right.
Bethesda, Maryland, to pick up a guitar that I just purchased.
You bought a new guitar. It's gorgeous.
I did. I got it just, you know, from a dealer on online and drove up to Bethesda to pick it up. So that's what I'm saying.
So he's getting close.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is you got to put in the driving time. It's a good time for dad to, you know, build in some trips to places that he might like to go and get something, right?
That's right. Check some stuff off your to-do list.
That's right. Okay. Now, this show is called Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster. And that was some suburban talk we just had right there.
That is. And we welcome that. If anybody wants to, you know, tell us how you taught your kids to drive, bring it on. You know, send us an email or give us a call. We'll get to all that at the end of the show. But anyway, the other thing I was going to say is that this week of shows are going to be listener picks for August new music. So if you listened last week, you will know that it's a monthly feature we do where we look back at the previous month and we talk about some new music that we heard. You and I have picks, our interns have picks, and now it's the listener's turn. All this week, we have four episodes. We got so many calls. We have four episodes.
I love it.
Of listener picks of August new music, and there's some really good stuff. So we'll get to that. But first, we got a package, right? Somebody sent us a package.
We did. We got a package, and it came from a t-shirt company.
Yeah.
And inside were two t-shirts from the band Space Skull.
Space Skull.
So, Space Skull, and I think we know that Paul Trapp has told us a lot about Space Skull, so it looks like it may be his work. So, thank you so much, Paul. These are really beautiful. Guess. Yeah. Great t-shirt to wear. It's got blood and an arrow. It's got an arrow through a skull's eye, which I really like myself.
It's it looks like a comic book cover. Is what the thing is. It says it even says like 25 cents in the little
The Cult of Space Skull.
I'm looking at the video that you and I are talking through. Oh, I'm sorry, 2 cents. It says
2 cents. It's really
and
cheap.
And then it says The Cult of Space Skull.
Yeah,
it's rated triple X blood. And they're all in like, sort of Halloween-ish kind of attire. So it's perfect for Halloween.
It's perfect.
Right?
Yeah. Which is coming up. Perfect for Halloween, which is coming up. And we can dress as Space Skull fans.
Yeah.
And we'll be all set.
So those shirts, I'm guessing, either came from Paul Trapp, who's a fan of the band, or from Space Skull themselves. It's one of those two.
Right.
So, but
it's got to be.
We thank whoever sent those. And I believe Space Skull is out of Detroit, if I remember correctly. And
I believe that's right.
Kind of a garage rock kind of band and really very Detroit and put on like crazy backyard shows. As I recall, Paul sending us video from one he went to. It was really
that's
insane.
Right.
Yeah. Very theatrical, right?
And I think he saw him in a backyard. So that was great.
Yes. Okay. So traditionally, we start with Stephen Routledge, because he was the guy who first started sending in his monthly picks of new music. And his picks became so popular that another listener, Nicholas Nygaards, wrote a jingle for Stephen's picks. He's got it.
Hi Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for August. I realise that I've been sending these picks in for 18 months now, and with four new artists for me at least this month, it just goes to show how much good music is being produced. Anyway, on to the picks. First up is a song that initially caught my attention for its title. The lead track, or the title track rather I should say, of an EP from the Houston-based new wave of British heavy metal throwbacks Night Cobra is called In Praise of the Shadow. Whilst I would like to think that this was written as a tribute to Patrick's 1-2 friend, I suspect not. It is, however, a hard-rocking piece of metal nostalgia, brimming with energy, which suggests that they grew up listening to Iron Maiden's Phantom of the Opera on hard rotation. I actually think that the lead track on the EP, Chains of the Beast, is the best song, but how can I not include a song called In Praise of the Shadow? Next up is Ghost Story from the eponymous debut album by the Californian band All Yours. An earnest, driving blend of petty-esque classic rock and power pop, this jumps straight from the speakers and onto my new music list. I fell in love with the city from the album I Slept on the Floor by London-based band Another Sky. Made me think of another band that had an album out this month, The Killers. This, however, sounds very fresh despite drawing on many of the same influences as Brandon Flowers and Co. A big widescreen rock soundscape lays out beneath the extraordinary voice of singer Katrin Vincent. My final choice, and probably my favourite individual song from this month, is Goodbye Absecon from Will Johnson. His new album, El Capitan, is like a more melodic Bill Callahan, although there is one very serious black mark against it. The credits indicate that the album features a Casio SK-1. Well, I thought that could only mean one thing, that Los Angeles, nay, the world's premier exponent of the Casio keyboard, one Echo Park Jimmy, must have guest starred on this album and kept it quiet. I was shocked and disgusted to read that this was not the case, and that Mr. Johnson had chosen to use someone else to add Casio colourings to his album. At least 2 stars knocked off the album review for that, I think. All joking aside, though, this song is a wonderfully mournful, unpolished slice of low-key music. Listen late at night with a large snifter of your favourite spirit to experience it at its best. Well, that will do for me this month. I, as usual, look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have discovered this month. Be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
All right, there we go, Patrick.
Fantastic. 18 months? Is that true? That's crazy.
I guess so. He's been sending these in every month for 18 months. And we've really gotten to know Steven, too, through these picks he makes. And then also he attends fairly regularly the Friday Night Hootenannies that we do, even though it's like the middle of the night for him over there in Scotland.
Crazy.
And lately he's become a patron of the show. So we did at least one episode with him where he picked a topic. He talked about Manson. Remember that? And so
we'll be
having him on again. And people just really like Steven. He's a great guy.
He's a wonderful human being. He really is.
He really is. So, all right, where do we start here? We start with In Praise of the Shadow, right?
Night Cobra, yeah.
All right, and we just saw Shadow. He made a made a guest appearance, and then he left, which is exactly what he does. Okay, this one is not on Spotify, but it is on Bandcamp, so let's hear this. There you go, In Praise of the Shadow.
Beautiful. I could actually see Shadow, the dog, running around in a circle chasing his tail during that song.
Oh, for sure.
It was fantastic. Yeah, totally energetic. And unless I'm wrong, Jim, there was some great double bass drum work on that. It really sounded like it. The double bass, quite underrated.
Yes.
Who needs a hi-hat? Just put both your feet on a bass drum.
I mean, to me, that's that kind of classic metal sound that I really like.
Yep.
You know, there's other types of metal that I'm not so fond of, but this, when you hit it, like this kind of like classic sound that I think we had, you know, when we were growing up and that sort of thing.
Yep.
I can still get into it, man. And there's moments when you need a song like this. You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah. And as Steven said, you know, definitely influenced by the new wave of British heavy metal sound. So really cool. Loved it.
I think it's great. Out of Houston, Night Cobra.
Houston. Right.
Night Cobra.
Mike Wagner. Yeah.
Also a great name for a metal band, Night Cobra.
Totally is.
I'm looking here at the cover art on the album with the cobra like wearing some kind of like cape or something, or I can't tell, but do you see that there? And then he's got a skull.
Yes.
He's sort of got a skull next
gorgeous.
To him.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, great. Really nice.
If anyone wants to send us a Night Cobra t-shirt, you can do so.
I would love that.
That would be sweet.
It says here they have a cassette. I may have to get the cassette.
Ooh.
All right. If only I had the cassette deck in the car. That would just, be perfect car listening, I think.
Yeah.
All right. With a T-top. That's the other thing I need.
That's right.
You get a T-top and the cassette deck, and man, you are all set. Okay.
Got rock and roll music blasting out the T-top.
All right. Next up was All Yours.
Yes.
And the song is Ghost Story. All right, man. That production-wise,
that was 100%. Yeah, that was
wonderful.
Fantastic. Yeah, that was great. I loved the way it started out with just the drums and the guitar, and then everything sort of built into it. It was very nice when the bass came in, and an interesting lyric, really about the recently departed, helping us understand things. That was kind of wild.
Yes, right.
Definitely a ghost story.
Cool. I like that a lot.
Me too.
Very kind of
5 stars.
Yeah, kind of power poppy, really nice. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then we have Another Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Fell in Love with the City.
I fell in love with the city.
Okay, how would you characterize that?
I don't know. That was different. It definitely was. With the singing being in falsetto, there was a lot of space in that song. It was very interesting. You know, I got to say, that one little kind of surprises me a little coming from Steven. Not that in any way is he not eclectic. He's very eclectic. But I don't know. It had, obviously, I'm tongue-tied.
Yeah, same here. I don't know what to
totally
say with that one.
It surprised me, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It surprised me,
not
too.
Not at all was what I was expecting.
No.
Very cool.
The other thing I want to say about this, you, listeners, you can't see this, but go check it out. The album is called I Slept on the Floor by Another Sky, and do like a Google image search, and you'll find a very disturbing album cover art with their like faces melting. This will melt your face, I guess. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. And is this the band from L.A.? Or is
no, this is from the U.K.
U.K., okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's
very unusual. I slept on the floor. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that is disturbing.
Okay.
Unusual, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Last up here was Will Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
The song is Goodbye, Abscond.
And I'll meet you at the narrow while December strains to pull us from a sinkhole with a basaltic fangs. And if we somehow make it, will you walk with me on the boardwalk with the beggars down on the orange lit streets? Goodbye, seeker. Goodbye.
All right, it's goodbye, Absecon. That's how
gorgeous
it sounded in there. Yeah, it is gorgeous. That really is.
Really gorgeous. Just added that album, El Capitan. That is nice. That reminds me of Stephen playing on our Friday night Who Nanny.
Yeah.
It's got that beautiful kind of over the airwaves, you know, over the bandwidth kind of feeling to it. It's got hit that voice in the same register. I can see why he likes that. I loved it. I really loved it. That was cool. Didn't want it to end.
Yes, it was great. So check that out, Will Johnson.
Very
okay.
Nice. Who seems to have many records out. I'm just looking here. He's got at least 8 listed on Spotify. That's another one of those things where, like, how do you not really know who this is?
Right, so. Exactly. Okay, let's move on here to the next caller for today's
okay
episode. Here we go.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. Hey, interns. And hey, faithful community. This is Jesse calling from San Antonio. Calling with some new music picks that I've just discovered. So two artists have recently come to my radar. The first one is by the name of Black Marble. I've never heard of them before. They have like an 80s throwback sound. Sounds as if they use a lot of either drum machine or just synth beats. It's reminiscent, in my opinion, of some Devo. I'd recommend listening to the song with Johnny and Mary. It's got a good sound to it. Good beats. I think y'all might like it. The next artist I wanted to talk about is a guy by the name of Eric Slick. He has an album called Wiseacre. And in my opinion, he sounds a cross between Beck during the Sea Change era and maybe Kevin Morby. I think you might like the song Children. Pretty good tune. Just tell me what you think. I look forward to listening to y'all guys daily. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
Love Jesse, man. Love it. He just feels like he jumped in the car and he's going somewhere, but he's going to get a call into us on the way, which is perfect. I love it, man. When he has a thought, he calls us up. That's what everybody should do.
Got a T-top, that guy. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, that's what that noise is.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's start with Black Marble, Johnny mm-hmm. and Mary.
Johnny thinks the world would be bright if it could buy dreams from him. Mary sees he changed.
Okay, that song is a Robert Palmer cover, and I'm reading here on Black Marble's Bandcamp where it says they started playing cover songs on stage and people thought they were original songs because they were, you know, kind wow. of obscure like that one, right? And so they come up and be like, hey, that's a really cool song. When does your record come out? So they released this EP, this 5-song EP is all covers. And they also, they also cover Wire. And some other bands too. So, but yeah,
very cool.
I mean, what a cool sound. It's like I'm transported back totally. In time when I hear that sound like that, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, to the good old days of the Human League and yeah. stuff like that. Really, really nice.
Okay, now the other band he mentioned is, or the other artist is Eric Slick.
Yes. Formerly of the Stray Cats, I believe.
I don't think that's true. But
no.
but here's
different guy.
Here's the album Wiseacre, and the song he suggested was called Children. All right, there you go. What'd you think of that, Eric Slick?
Yeah, beautiful. I gotta say, Jesse must have been in a mood, man, because those two really nice back-to-back segue. I really
totally.
Feeling it. Yeah, he's feeling that this month, so that's cool.
I like that. Very cool. Good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many artists out there just putting out really great songs that people don't hear. So I'm happy that we can. That we
That's
have
it.
Listeners who bring it to our attention, and then we're able yeah. to amplify it from there. So it's
totally
really cool.
We try to get together, work together to cast our net as wide as possible to get this new music out, you know, let's not let it pass by, you know, as much as we can. Like I said about Will Johnson, 8 albums, and I never right. heard of them. Like, we got to, right. we're doing it together as a community. So it's
right.
great.
Very cool. All right. The rest of the week, we'll have more listener calls with
Excellent.
August new music. Mentioned at the top of the show, if you want to get in touch with us, you can email rock@suburbspod.com, or you can
Correct.
Call and leave a message,
612-440-1984.
All right, let's get out of here.
Sounds good.
Going on to tomorrow. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Beautiful.